United States Air Force is the world's best. American airmen are warfighters.
Offering the keynote address was Colonel Stephen Parker, commander of the 914th Airlift Wing based in Niagara Falls. While the U.S. formed the Air Force as its own branch of the armed forces in 1947, Colonel Parker explained how the skies were looked upon for military purposes long before the first planes took to the air. Benjamin Franklin, for example, thought about using balloons to drop bombs. Colonel Parker said balloons were later used effectively by Thaddeus Lowe during the Civil War.
Lowe's map mapped the Confederate positions at Falls Church, Virginia, and it was the first successful, significant contribution of manned flight to American warfare. In September that same year, he demonstrated the balloon's potential when he directed artillery fire at the Confederate positions.
Colonel Parker says today's Air Force reaches globally, providing air and space superiority, reconnaissance, and rapid mobility. Congressman Brian Higgins, speaking at the ceremony, says the Air Force plays another important mission.
They will often remind you, as you're in very difficult places, it's not just about a military procedure in a conventional sense. It's about hearts and minds as well, and the work that they do in villages, remote villages in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Following the ceremony, visitors to the Naval and Military Park were treated to a flyover by a C-130, a plane very familiar to those with ties to the Niagara Falls Air Base. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.